Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Dark Tunnel by Ross MacDonald. Chapter 1. Detroit is usually hot and sticky in the summer, and in the winter the snow in the streets is like a dirty, worn-out blanket. Like most other big cities, it is best in the fall, when there is still some summer mellowness in the air, and the bleak winds have not yet started blowing down the long, wide streets. The heart of the city was clean and sunlit on the September afternoon that Alec Judd and I drove over from Arbana. The skyscrapers stood together against the powder-blue sky with a certain grotesque dignity, like a herd of frozen dinosaurs waiting for a thaw. Alec drove his car into a parking lot off Jefferson, and we got out and headed for the Book Tower building. His legs were not long for his height, a couple of inches less than my 6 feet, but his long, aggressive stride compensated for the length of his legs, and I had to stretch mine to keep up with him. At 39, he was so fit that years of desk work had failed to bow his shoulders. "Well, here we go," he said. "Wish me luck." "Like hell I will. You know what I think of your going in the Navy. Anyway, I'm the one that needs the luck." "You don't have to worry. They'll take you." "Maybe," I said. "The Army turned me down last year." "That was last year. They've given up using Superman as a standard." "Perhaps the Army has. The Navy's still pretty fussy, I hear. They want only men with hawk eyes who were born with a call and can't drown." "Where does that leave me?" Alec said. "You've got 10 years on me." "They'll snap you up in a hurry, and you know it. They've been casting yearning glances at you ever since Pearl Harbor." Behind his optimistic square face and casual wisecracking manner, Alec had a brain that cut through administrative work like a buzzsaw and stacked it in neat piles like lumber.